It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on some of the things that are going on in the markets. Roy, we've seen some actually pretty flat markets, but surprisingly holding their high levels, haven't we?
Really have. The cash soybeans here in Cass County are above $10 a bushel, and they've just been kind of floating around here within about a 20-cent range for the last week. Over $10 a bushel, so it's pretty favorable. Cash corn is not quite as high as it was earlier in the year, but still we're looking around 360 or 370. So all things considered, pretty good markets.
Boy, for a number of weeks there, it was like the corn and soybeans and the gold market and the crude oil market, they were all connected at the hip. But over the last couple of days, I noticed a little bit of retreat in especially the energy prices, but that has not drawn down the grain markets, has it?
Now, that's pretty optimistic. I think that we've seen a 10% sell-off in the price of crude oil, actually down below $90 a barrel for the first time in quite a while, and yet the soybean oil has held together right in there. And another thing that we've seen, the strength in the Canadian dollar wane just a little bit. It's been down about 10% in the last month. That's not a big factor in the soybean market, but it certainly is a factor.
So if there is anything that you would say would be a price mover in the next couple of weeks working our way to Christmas, what would you say that might be?
I think the big factor is going to be the funds equalizing their position and reassigning or reassessing the position in the different grains to try to get things into balance. And we're getting close to the end of the year, and they like to make sure that their finances are in order. And so we could see some moves here that are fairly good size moves and just don't seem to have much basis in the supply and demand simply because of money management.
All right, one other thing, Roy. We mentioned this last week and the fact that you'll be participating in the annual Soy Day and Machinery Expo that's coming up in Wahoo, coming up next week, Friday, December the 14th. Tell us what that day is all about and your involvement.
That's always a real good program. It's in the heated building in the fairground, so they bring in a lot of new machinery from the dealers around the area. And then from 9 o'clock to 2:30, where they have an organized program, a lot of different things on the program. I'm going to be talking in the afternoon just for about 30 minutes on the grain markets, about the exchange rates and also the situation with ethanol. There's also an individual who's going to be talking about grain storage, somebody I've never heard before. His name is John Ganke, sponsored by Pioneer Hybrids, and this will have a soybean checkoff update and just several real interesting breakout sessions like that.
I suppose you could give Keith Gluin a call down at Saunders County Extension. He'd be able to give folks more information on what's going to happen with the Soy Day and the Machinery Expo. But as far as the markets go, how do folks get a hold of you with questions?
My email address is roy@soyroy.com, and my website is soyroy.com, and it's up to date and all free.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next week right ahead of the Soy Day program.
Right, and I'll be out there to visit with people during the day.
All right. Thank you very much. Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the items influencing the markets here on 840 KTIC. I'm Chad Moyer.